Reload! If you thought I was dead, you were wrong. Welcome back to the Doyo Download. It is I, Suijin, back here once again to talk to you. And boy, do I have a lot to say because I haven't done any block podcasts this time. And I'll explain why right after we get to a sponsor bringing you this episode. And that sponsor this time is pineapples. It's not just a safe word. It's a delicious fruit. Tangy, sweet, delicious. It belongs on pizza. It belongs in drinks. It belongs in edible arrangements. It belongs on your mom. Pineapples, the sweetest fruit. So, if you're all wondering why I did not do any block podcast this time, I really wanted to, but right before the basho began this time, I kind of hurt my back, and despite my best efforts, I could not sit in my podcast studio. I just could not. It was painful. Very, very painful. So for block one, there was no way I was able to come up into my studio and sit in the chair to do any sort of recording whatsoever. Block two, I might have been able to record something short, but the pain was still pretty up there and uncomfortable. And by the time block three rolled around, I was like, you know, it's almost over. I can definitely sit in the chair again, but let's just go ahead and wait till the end of the basho. Because at this point, what's the point of rounding up, you know, everything? Just wait till the end and go for it from there. So, while I do apologize for not doing what I normally do, which is what I would have done, but it was just, you know, back problems. It was terrible. I did have to work through, like, physically go to work through most of that, and it was awful. And at work was very uncomfortable as well. So I also do have to note for this show, you may hear some background noise, like a fan blowing or a general buzzing or something in the background. That is due to the air conditioner literally sitting right in the doorway of my studio, because it is hot as balls in my room right now. Because where I am at, it is 12 noon when I am recording this. And today it is scheduled to get up to 108 degrees Fahrenheit where I am at, and it is already 91 degrees. So the upstairs of my house is extremely hot, which is where my podcast studio is. And without that blowing directly into my studio, there is no way I was going to be able to do this podcast. So I apologize for the background noise. This weekend is extremely terrible to do it, but if I just keep pushing this off, you're all going to think I'm dead. So we're going to put up with it this time, and that's just the way it's got to be. So I apologize, but let's get into it. While the basho itself is technically over, there are still a few fights that have not been logged and or entered or completed. So it's going to be some incomplete information going on in my reporting. So I will do as complete of reporting as I can, and we'll go from there. And I'm going to start with Makushita. That we will, let's open up the Makushita. I will be using a combination of the Bond Bunning 2021 Haru Basho Guide and the Gyoji Master Sheet official Bonsukei, because there's not all of the information's on one, not all the information's on the Basho Guide, so I will be using the Gyoji Master Sheet for some of that, just to make sure I've got it all in both places. So bear with me, but I will be using the Basho Guide for most of it. First off, it is it's a current congratulations to the Yusha winner Mitsurin with a strong 12-3 Basho. with losses only to Nagashima. Oh, come on. Hakuryu and Hiraki. Great. I mean, it's Mitsurin finished off the Basho with a win, so finished on a high note. Very good, solid. Jun Yusho winner. Oh, Jun Yusho winner is Hiraki in a solid second place there. Very good. Lots of Kachikashis in this Basho for the Makushita. And doesn't seem to be a lot of Makakashis this time, although we have a couple of incompletes. Oh boy, that's not good. Hang on a second. Okay, well, that's unpleasant. Okay, so back where I was there. Now that we've got the went from the top, let's look at the bottom here. Let's go with the Ryu Kuroi. Looks like a 2-12 rough go there. Hopefully Ryu Kuroi would hopefully stick it out. It is a rough start, definitely not irrecoverable, but I mean, everybody has a bad Basho. Everybody. We've all had Makakashi. And I think that it is something that we can all recover from. So don't let that get you down. Kokucho, 5-10. Don't let that get you down. I mean, you had a lot of wins in the beginning, and then it looks like you kind of faltered in towards the end, getting one of those wins near the end. Sort of a recovery. I mean, it's very frustrating to get it all in the beginning and then just have a complete slump. But, I mean, things definitely have a way of happening that way. Arashidaki, 5-9. Oh, not complete yet. So, I mean, it could be one of the incompletes there. Let's check the master sheet to make sure Arashidaki. Oh, still had, okay, that's as is. Very spread out. So consistent, still something very early. So I mean, it's not something you're going to have as a solid. It's not going to be terrible. I mean, you're going to be able to build off of that, and next time's going to be better. Could be better. I mean, definitely a possibility of going up from there. Tochiyamaru, also a 5-9. Oh, let's check to see if Tochiyamaru has completed another one. Tochiyamaru, where are we on the Bonsai? Oh, there goes Maya. There it goes again. That's unfortunate. All right, well, we'll try to go on without that then. Tochiyamaru, where are you? I do not see Tochiyamaru. What? You gotta be on there. Where are you on the Basho guide? MS9. Oh, there we go. Because it's not gonna be white. It's gonna be white. All right. So that's not completed yet, it doesn't look like. So, I mean, that's that was a rough start with a little bit of a comeback. So that's good. Should be, hopefully, inspiring. We've got a bunch of 8 loss, just barely Makakashis. So something potentially to, keep you from feeling too bad as you progress into the future. It's definitely not the end of the world. You can definitely recover from that and do better next Basho. But there's going to be, with as many Intais and with as many Intais as there are in the upper divisions, there's going to be a lot of movement this Bonsai. This upcoming Bonsai. So it's not going to be hard to go up, and it should be, most of the quote unquote big competition going out of the way. So you should be able to have a decent, good run for those that seem to have a problem or maybe seem to struggle a little bit. And you'll have a very good Basho next time. So Makushita, hang in there. I mean, you've definitely got a chance to do great things. So just hang in there. We're going to move up to Juryo now, the hot and heavy hard race of Juryo. I hit my cat here. Oh, she stopped. That's good. Juryo It looks like Hanabusa. Congratulations on the You Show at 11-4. Nice and consistent all the way through. Let's see, who got the Junyu Show? Looks like it was a tie. Three-way tie. Wow. The three-way tie. Nishitora, 10-5. Kumatetsu, 10-5. And Kakumeikoshin. Kakumeikoshin at 10-5. So three Junyu shows in Juryo. Almost there. Lots of stiff competition there. And it seems that only one Kachikashi out of all the Kachikashis went 8-7 at Sain and Kogo. Everybody else went 9 or better, which is astounding. I mean, that's some competition right there. Akayama, Senpu Riki, Koizumi, Sokudoryu, wow. Tochinokuma, all of them. All 9 and 6s. That's wow. And none of the Makakashis, of which there apparently are only four. None of the Makakashis is devastating. So Chiyuru Kaze, 7-8. Ryu Fuji, 7-8. Daihono, 5-10. I mean, that's not great, but it's not devastating. You're still gonna be in Juryo. And not a big drop in Juryo either because of everybody moving up. So I mean, there's a potential with how many people are moving, you might not even lose a rank. So, and then there's a Tsukinu Karasu at 6-9. So I mean, that's not bad at all. And it's, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of wins for Juryo. I mean, I have to wonder where are all the wins, where are all the losses hiding? Because just, that's amazing. That's tight. That's very, very tight. This goes to show that the best competition, once again, or the tightest competition, I can't say the best, the tightest competition once again goes to Juryo. So hopefully we'll be seeing lots of, hopefully everybody that comes up into Makauchi will definitely be just as competitive, so that nobody revisits Juryo, and we'll get to see some interesting competition. Sorry for shortchanging Juryo with the talk here, but I mean, with everybody doing such great work, it's really just heading up to Makauchi is really the only thing we can do. Actually, let's address some things here. Tenno Arashi went Kyujo, Ento went Kyujo, Kiyomoshi went Kyujo, Mizuchi went Kyujo, Tetsuan went Kyujo, Onowashi went Kyujo, Hokuyuse, I think that's right, all went Kyujo. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Kyujos. Oh, and Tachigetsu went Kyujo. That's a lot of Kyujos for Juryo. There were some competes in there. I don't know if we've lost anyone or if there were connection issues or what, but hopefully we see all of them come back to put up some good competition. But let's head up to Makauchi and go from there. To give a congratulations out to our Emperor's Cup winner, the Yusho goes to our Yokozuna Hikari Shoryu at 13-2. Solid. Solid Basho, only losing two matches towards the end. Day 12 against Hushicho, and I don't know who he lost day 15 all to. Would that have been Okushiwa? Let's find out. I can find that out. I need to find the right window. Where's the Torikumi? There we go. Torikumi. Oh, Azumariki. Gotcha. Yeah, so there we go. Only losing two, both to Ozekis. So, I mean, that's definitely strong. We've got, and Azumariki took the Junyu show with 12-3. So that takes care of wondering who came in second. So that definitely an interesting result there. We've got two 11-4s with Ozeki Hushicho at 11-4 and Rinkusu at Megashira 1 East, which is a good showing up there in the Joy. Very, very interesting. The only two Sanyaku that did not perform well in the... Well, the only two Sanyaku that did not perform well would be Ozeki Amakaze with 5-10. very, very heavily injured. Not sure really what he could have done to do anything better there. It was when you get up to a certain point and, you know, you're just nagged by injuries, there just wasn't a whole lot you could do. And then Komusubi won West Akagi 7-8, just barely missed the mark. So close. May experience will experience a slight drop, but definitely not going to be like plummeting down the Bansuke by any means. Akagi has definitely reached the point to where Akagi is going to be back in the Sanyaku in fairly short order. So it's going to be definitely, we're going to be seeing Akagi back up in the Sanyaku fairly shortly. So, and before we dwell in the Sanyaku, let's go ahead and go down the list here to the bottom. I do want to look down at the only one that had a severe issue, and that would be Megashira 16 East Sajimoto with 3-11. That, let's check the official Bansuke. Sajimoto is still 3-11, so hasn't done that last bout yet. So one win on day 5, and then the last two wins are 13 and 14, days 13 and 14. So if Sajimoto can pull out one more win, still the poorest performing Makauchi wrestler, but we all have the bad times. It's like I said it in Makushita. We all have the bad basho. We all come back from the bad basho. So it's not, we all come back. It's, everyone has the bad day. The skills are there. We can all get back and through it. So it's not anything to worry about. Ichiu at Megashira 16 West, 8-6 currently, just to make sure, has not done that last bout, but has their Kachikashi. Consistent throughout, so it's been a back and forth win-loss situation. Chiyomomo has 9-6 at Megashira 15 East, 10-5 for Okumizu at Megashira 14 West. Sorry, I had a brain freeze for a second. We had three pre-basho announcements. We had the retirement announcements from Okusakura at Megashira 11 East. Yeah, you will be missed. And we had Kyujo from Megashira 12 West, Haganamaru, and Toketsucho at Megashira 13 West. So we'll be skipping those. Ryu Noshin at Megashira 13 East, on the Haru guide, is listed as 7-7. I believe that just happened before I signed on. So if I go to the match recording, Ryan Noshin lost. So Ryan Noshin officially goes Makakashi at 7-8. So just missed the mark. Nothing catastrophic, but with three spots to move up from where I'm at right now, I mean, we're not terrible. Megashira 12 East, Aobataki, 8-7. Just missed the mark, going Makakashi. We go up to Tetsu Usagi, 10-5 Kachikashi for Megashira 10 West. It's a great showing there. Megashira 9 West, Akaibashi, 8-7, just getting Kachikashi. 10-5 at Megashira 9 East, Tenoyama. Very, very good there. Megashira 8 West, Maruwashi, 6-9. Not just missing the mark, but missing it enough. Kinonazuma, I believe, is the one that beat Ryan Noshin. Yes, that's true. So that's not 5-9 on this list here. It's 6-9. So from Megashira 8 East, that's a good recovery, I would say. But that's the next basho, I believe Kinonazuma will have a better showing. I mean, it's, we go back and forth. That's how things go. So it's definitely not a permanent thing. So Kyu Karai, 6-8 here listed at Megashira 7 East. Kyu Karai, 6-8 still listed. So maybe that last one hasn't happened yet. Definitely Makakashi though. Right above Megashira 6 West, Takanami, 9-6. Good, got their Kachikashi. He's definitely on the upward swing. Probably going to be moving up. I believe that we might have standards changing on the upward downward motion of things in the future. Nothing's confirmed yet, but you know, to encourage those that are performing well rather than having a slog like our JSA counterpart. Next up is Megashira 5 West Kitayama. 5 and 9. Oh, let's see here. Kitayama. Did Kitayama complete? No, that's still listed as 5 and 9, so there's one more match there. Definitely Makakashi, though. Maybe they can pull out a win in the last bit. Megashira 5 East. Soyokaze gets an 8 and 7 after their, I believe it was 6 and 9 joy performance last Basho. That's a good recovery. It's not, I mean, it's not a huge bounce back, but first time in the joy, then getting knocked back. Kind of what my situation is. I'm in the joy now, and I'm going to end up, you know, falling because of it, but hopefully recovering with a Kachikashi afterward. But Soyokaze's going to be moving on up the ranks again. Megashira 4 West, Homurayama, 7 and 8. Makakashi will be headed down, but not devastatingly. We move on up to Megashira 3 East, Kodo Ikoma, 5 and 10. Rough Basho. Also a Megashira that is plagued with some injuries. Don't know how serious those injuries are or whether or not we're going to be seeing a Kodo Ikoma persist through with a Basho or two or what decisions are going to be there, but we'll see what happens from there. Speaking of me, Megashira 2 West, Suijin. 7 and 8. I managed to scrape out 7 and 8. I did hit Makakoshi, I believe, at 5 and 8, and then I managed to scrape out some wins towards the end there. My last 5 bouts were wins, so I must have, my memory must be, so wow. So I I must have had 2 and 8 and then managed to scrape up to 7 and 8. So I pulled a Hakuto Fuji, really, is what I did to salvage my Basho there. But with any luck, that's definitely what will stem the slide, I hope, and then I can have a Kachikashi next Basho to return to the joy and give it another shot. Moving up, Megashira 1 West Kitashoryu currently shows a 6 and 8. Do we have a... they still show a 6 and 8. So that the last match hasn't shown, but that's a Makakashi. Will it be a 7 and 8 or will it be a 6 and 9? We don't know yet. With any luck, it'll be a win so that Kitashoryu doesn't, you know, plummet, you know, salvaging that. Megashira 1 East, I've already commented that Rinkusu at 11 and 4, definitely going to be in the Sanyaku next bout, next Basho. I definitely don't think that that's going to be a question. How far Rinkusu goes up is the question. I mean, is it going to be Sekawaki or is it just going to be a Komusubi stint? So we will see. Komusubi 1 West, mentioned that. Akagi, 7 and 8, will be dropping out of the Sanyaku. Is it going to be just a one for one? Like, is Akagi just going to drop one? Is Akagi going to drop two? Don't know how the whole new situation is going to work out. This is where I'm going to start getting into Sanyaku speculation. And this is speculation. So don't take any of this with any solidity. As we move up to Komusubi 1 East, Inorihachi, 10 and 5. I believe that there should be a Sekiwaki position created because both Inazuma and Funka will retain their Sekiwaki positions as they both went Kachikashi at 9 and 6 and 8 and 7 respectively. But Inoriachi deserves to be promoted with 10 and 5, and there's no reason we can't have 3 Sekiwaki. So that I believe that there will be 3 Sekiwaki next Basho. I believe that is deserved. So we need 2 Komusubi at that point. So if I look down, if they were only to give Rinkusu a bump up to Komusubi, who's the other Komusubi? Because I mean, that's a huge jump down with lots of ranks there. I mean, who's going to get the huge jump? Time will tell, but it's definitely interesting. So someone's going to make out like a bandit. Neither Inazuma or Funka did well enough to get Ozeki, so there's that. Moving up to the Ozeki positions, everybody will keep their Ozeki position. Ozeki Kamaza... what am I saying? Ozeki Amakaze at 5 and 10 would be Karoban in this upcoming Basho. However, I can announce that Amakaze has announced his retirement. So there's the injuries were too much, and Amakaze just cannot continue competing at that rate. So we will be one Ozeki short for next Basho, along with the Okisakura retirement. That is definitely going to make some room for other people to come up into Makauchi. So that's definitely going to be an interesting situation. Just looking at the ranks, it should be Hushicho and then Kibono Nami as Ozeki 1 East and West, respectively. And in case you're wondering why I say that, I can also announce, meaning that I'm dropping this podcast in the correct time frame, that Azumariki has been promoted to Yokozuna. Congratulations, Azumariki. I am aware, as of the recording of this podcast, that there is a Shikona change as of that promotion. I am not at this point aware of what that Shikona change is. I know it was written down. I have not bothered to look it up. I apologize for that. I also believe that means that Okashiwa, or Okashiwa, depending on how you want to pronounce it, will be retiring as well. I don't know the status of that exactly, but I know that Yokozuna Hikari Shoryu will be ranked 1 East going into next Basho. So that you have is the Haru Basho 2021 for Road to Yokozuna, complete in every sense. It's definitely turned out to be something very interesting. I know that we are having a close turnaround for the next Basho. I've been not aggressive in scheduling any interviews this time, mainly because of my back, but I am going to be looking at getting back into that now that my back is better. And hopefully, with any luck, that we can get things going back to normal, me getting a regular podcast schedule going, and us all getting back to, you know, getting recruits in, getting the Basho scheduled, everything set up quick and easy, and having a great Daigeko and Junyo, I don't know how that would be pronounced, for our future as we go into, I believe, the Natsu Basho. So with any luck, that would be, I believe, what's next. So I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want to get a hold of me, I am Suijin on the Discord, the Road to Yokozuna Discord. I can be reached at emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com on email. You can at me on Twitter. I am at emeraldspectre. And if you would like to support me at all, patreon.com/emeraldspectre. I do have tiers available, and I'm not asking for any per show anything. I'm looking to upgrade equipment, get better facilities, such and so forth, to get things sounding better and moving along at a better pace so that I can continue to produce better content for everybody. Thank you once again for listening, and we will see you on the next Dojo Download. And don't forget, pineapple.